This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We do have some things to talk about on this Friday. The economy, a little bit of politics, too. The politics of this economy, more accurately. Kate Davidson's at Bloomberg. Courtney Brown is at Axios. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Kate, let me start with you. The Fed chair gave his regular press conference after the two-day meeting on interest rates. Obviously, no change on interest rates. We all know that. Here's what I want to ask you. You watched, right? Of course you watched.
Yes.
Okay. It seems to me that Jay Powell has been saying the same thing for a year. Bumpy, more data, going to be bumpy. Thoughts?
It's so true. It's yes. Hard to get excited, right?
That's but I what mean, I'm saying.
This is exactly, and we live for Fed Day, right?
I mean,
people like us. There's a lot of hope, you know, and excitement heading into it, and then it ends, and we look at each other and think, "What did he say anything
right.
new? Not really." But I mean, that is exactly what he's going for, right? I think that that the Fed chair wants to come in, and generally, they don't really want to make much news. They don't want stocks to really respond too much, markets to just be calm. So, I mean, I think that on that score, the Fed chief did pretty well. But right, he just reiterated kind of what we've heard him say many times before, and he said it just a few weeks ago when he was before Congress for 2 days of testimony, and that is that Fed officials are not ready yet. They're still looking for more evidence. They want to be extra, extra, extra certain that inflation is on track to their 2% goal before they start cutting rates.
Extra, extra, extra certain. Courtney Brown, he was asked a couple of times, the Fed chair, in various permutations, what kind of data he needs to see, what he needs to see to become more confident, because he keeps saying we just need more good data. We need more of this stuff. In the fever dream that is, you know, Fed speculation, what do you think he wants to see?
I think he wants to see something a little bit different than we saw in January and February. I mean, it was interesting. He didn't seem too freaked out by the inflation reports we saw over the past 2 months. I think that was a surprise to some people.
Yep.
You know, he was not as maybe hawkish as folks were expecting. But, you know, I think in the sense of keeping his credibility, he did say at the press conference, he said, "Hey, we told you it was going to be bumpy. Mm-hmm. Here are the bumps." The question, of course, which he raised at the press conference is, are these just bumps or are these something else? And so that is, I think, what they're going to be looking for in the months ahead when they're looking at the inflation reports. Are these bumps or is this a sign that, you know, the last mile of inflation is really going to be hard?
It was pretty interesting, Kate, that he did actually go to great lengths to say they are not discounting data they don't like. Those January and February numbers that Courtney was talking about, those were not great for their scenario. And yet Powell said, look, we're considering all this stuff.
Right. I mean, he certainly had to acknowledge it, that these are not the numbers they're looking for. And he said something like, you know, we would like to see more of the kind of data we saw in the second half of last year. Right. They want to get back to some of those lower numbers, but he's not going to say as Courtney said, they're not freaked out about this yet. Right.
Right.
I did think it was really interesting, though, that he added a little bit of a line in his opening statement about the idea that if the labor market were to unexpectedly weaken, they'd be ready to respond to that. So, yes, they're waiting to cut until they have more evidence that inflation is coming down sustainably. But he sort of threw a bone to the people who are worried. I'm a little bit more worried about what's happening with the labor market. Unemployment has ticked up a little bit. And so there was some of that, too. That was a bit different.
Yeah. And we should say he's getting some political pressure. Yeah. Go ahead, Courtney. Go ahead.
I was going to say, on the flip side, on the labor market, one other thing he said that I thought was really interesting was, you know, if there were to be ongoing strength in hiring, the labor market strength is not in and of itself enough to prevent the Fed from cutting rates. And I think that's really important to remember, because we're in a very different place than we were, I don't know, you know, this time last year, when we would see really good jobs numbers. And of course, you want to root for really good jobs numbers, but you don't, that meant that the Fed might say, inflation is still a problem. But it seems like they're not making that type of connection anymore, which is interesting.
Right, right. Courtney, the other thing that you wrote about actually in the Axios newsletter this week, we'll get the plug in here. It's called Axios Macro. Everybody should sign up for it. You pointed out that Powell basically said in almost this many words, yeah, interest rates are not going to be transitory. That is, they're not going back to where they were really in the before times.
Yeah, and this is a very nerdy but important thing.
Please go on.
You know, everyone focuses on the dot plot and what's going to happen this year and maybe next year. But I always love to look at what they're thinking in the long run, the R star, of course. And there are questions about whether pandemic era phenomenon has moved what interest rates should be, the level where it's not restricting the economy and not goosing the economy either. Is that level higher? And what we saw this week was kind of incredible. That number ticked up by all of 0.1%. And I went wild. That number hasn't moved in a while. So maybe slowly but surely the Fed is starting to think that, rates are probably not going to go back to what they were in the before times.
I love the nerdy enthusiasm. Kate, quick word on other central banks. Of course, Japan this week got out of the negative interest rate regime, which was totally fascinating. Also, the Swiss National Bank went ahead and cut. How much do you think central banks are looking to the Fed, or are they just doing their own thing now?
Oh, that's a good way of thinking about it. I mean, it seems certainly like, inflation is not keeping all of them up at night anymore. I think that they're, whether that's about the Fed or just their, each country's individual situation, the Fed obviously is important. But the Swiss National Bank, they're doing their own thing. They went ahead and had that surprise rate cut. And the hawks and the Bank of England, they sort of dropped their push for another rate hike, which was really interesting. Christine Lagarde, the ECB president, has been signaling that a potential cut in June remains on track. So that sort of lines up with what the Fed is doing. So I think that we're definitely seeing the great central bank pivot. It's on track for the middle of the year, unless we see something change.
You heard it here first, folks. The great central bank pivot of 2024. Kate Davidson of Bloomberg and Courtney Brown at Axios. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.